Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey guys, it's the Hollywood Life Podcast, and I am joined today by my co-anchor, Allie Stagnita. Hey, Allie.
Hi, Bonnie. So excited to be here. And we have a really incredible guest. I've had the opportunity to chat with her before on some fun red carpets. Bonnie, you and she go way back. I will let you do the honors.
We do. We go way back, and she's an incredible guest, and she's got a very exciting new movie coming out. Everybody, please welcome Elizabeth Hurley. Hey, how are you doing?
Hi there. Thanks for having me. I'm good.
Thanks for joining.
Well, we're so happy you're joining us. And you've got this wonderful new movie that's coming out called Christmas in Paradise. And it takes place in the Caribbean on a beautiful island. And it looks like you are there or somewhere else. Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, well, don't hate me, but I am actually also doing another movie right now in the Caribbean. I'll only work in the Caribbean now.
That's so, what it sounds like.
No, I know. So I am back in paradise again, which, you know, I had such a wonderful time when I was here. When was it? Right after Christmas this year, with Kelsey Grammer and the hysterical Billy Ray Cyrus shooting this movie. So it didn't take much encouragement to come back and do another one, not a Christmas movie, but I mean, it's just, the location is heaven. Love it.
Well, it does look great. And so you're not, so the new movie isn't related to Christmas in Paradise, but first of all, let's talk about Christmas in Paradise, because you play a woman who's one of four sisters, and you go to try and find your father who's kind of disappeared, right?
We do. Yeah, our family's last name is Christmas, so we're called the Christmas Sisters. And yeah, our dad has gone AWOL, and he's had a history of this because he left us when we were very young. We just all sort of got back together again, and now he's disappeared. And so we sisters decide to leave England and come to the Caribbean to find Daddy. And when we find him, it's not what we think. And we're really lucky that Kelsey Grammer, who, you know, everybody knows as a hysterically funny actor, you know, from watching him for 100 years in Frasier. And, you know, he's a brilliant man. But it's really interesting in this that Kelsey, whilst of course is very funny, he has such heart and such depth. He really plumbs his emotions, and his emotions are so on the surface. He's ready to emote at any time. And he does in this, and he gives an incredibly moving performance, because his character's going on a big, some could say frightening journey at the moment, which is why he's come to the Caribbean. And all our sisters, we also, through him, we sort of also make some quite important life decisions, and we assess our own lives. So even though it's very lighthearted, there's a big emotional sort of oomph in it at the same time, which really made it worthwhile doing, I think.
And tell us a little bit about how, I mean, of course, the sister's last name is our Christmas. How does the holiday season kind of tie in with this? And like, why is this for you kind of a quintessential holiday movie?
Well, I love holiday movies anyway. Every year, I'm always going to sit and watch a couple of them. Sometimes I find a new one, but frequently I'll rewatch the ones that I've always loved. This one is a lovely Christmas movie, but with a difference, and the difference being that, you know, instead of having snow and reindeers, we have palm trees with lights around them, and we have a big Christmas tree on the beach. And it's just like a different way to watch a Christmas movie, but it still has all the elements that you want in a Christmas movie. It has a feel-good element, and it's about family, and it's quite a grown-up family.
Yeah.
But it's cute. But I have a baby in it, so there is some youth too. Otherwise, it is a little moved on. It is really about going through life and mm-hmm. what life throws at you and how you deal with it and how your family is going to help pull you through. And of course, it's also said, you know, we also have tinsel and
right.
decorations everywhere, which is nice. Yeah,
you said that Billy Ray Cyrus, who's kind of unexpected, like you're not expecting to see him in the movie, but he has a big role, that he was hilarious. Tell us a little more about that, because you know, we know him, and we know him as Miley's dad.
Well, that's it. I knew him too. I knew him from the kids show Hannah Montana, because right. my sons and right. his parents used to watch it. So I knew him as that guy who I thought was going to turn up. And then when I saw how he is now, he's got the cowboy hat, he's got the long braids. He's extraordinary. He's like a prophet. And there he was with his guitar, and he's singing, and he did a really broad country accent in it. And he was just enchanting. And he was, you know, playing this guy that he too has run away from his life, his character, and was finding joy and beauty and having a much simpler life. And I think that's going to strike a note with quite a few people, you know, because of the lockdowns, because of COVID, because we all did simplify our lives so much. And I know some people like me are still living in a way simpler way than I was before lockdown. You know, I really, really loved being at home. I loved having my family around me. I loved being in the country. I loved not going to parties. I loved not putting on uncomfortable shoes. I loved it. And I think a lot of people have realized the joy that they're getting and the how much just to get some of that knot of anxiety out of your stomach for more of the time is really special. And that this film really taps into that, I think, through Billy Ray's character, through the character that Kelsey is becoming, and through us three sisters when we come into their orbit and we hear what our father is going through, we too really question how much we want to be on that treadmill as much as we are, especially my character.
Yeah.
My character is actually you, Bonnie, because she all her life, she wanted to be an editor of a big magazine. She never quite got there. And then when she gets it, she actually finally achieves her dream and she's offered to be editor of one of these big fashion magazines. But she's a new mom. She's realized that she loves actually being at home with her kid, and she wants to be with her dad, and she's seeing what this island is doing to her dad. And so she has some big questions to, you know, to ask herself and decisions to make too. So even though it's a lighthearted comedy, it's got quite an emotional punch at the same time.
Yeah,
it really does. And listen, speaking, you do play a mom at a different stage of your life than you are in real life. But talking about family, what, you know, we see Damien in a lot of your Instagram pictures, and word is that he takes photos for you for your swimsuit collection, which mm-hmm. are incredible. What is he up to? Is he going to follow in your footsteps, go into acting?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I'm here now in the Caribbean again because I'm producing and starring in his first movie, which he's written and directed. Wow. So it's a small independent movie that we've put together here, and we're in pre-production and we start shooting in 3 weeks. So I've been manic and absolutely up to the eyeballs with a combination of every stress. It's me acting in a new movie, it's producing a movie, and I haven't produced a movie since the 90s. And also I'm his mother. So right. All these things sort of coming at me from all directions, but it's a beautiful little movie. I'm not the star. There's everybody else is sort of 25, 26 in it, and I'm playing a more mature part coming in, but it's a great part with a lot of edge. And, it's fantastic. It's not a comedy. It's sort of a real sexy, sensual mystery. And it really uses the island for what it's got to offer. And, it's very exciting. So that's what I'll be doing right up until the reindeer comes to take us home for Christmas. We're here again.
And tell us a little bit about like seeing your son in this kind of like business mode. Like, do you have to switch kind of, you're wearing multiple hats, like you were saying, do you have to switch from like mom mode to actress to like boss to, how is that?
You know, it's funny you say that, because this morning when we got up incredibly early, because we got a lot to do, I said to Damien, I said, you know what? I woke up just doing division in my mind. And I've worked out that for this movie, I'm going to have to give 50% of myself to my role, to acting. I'm going to give 40% to producing this, because most of the work's done in prep. And I'm going to give 10% to being a mummy. So you've got to do 90% without me. I'm not going to be getting you up in the morning and putting food in front of you. I can't do it, because I've got so much to concentrate on everything else at the same time. So yeah, it is a hard juggle. And, as a parent, of course, you're so aware when your child has a massive challenge ahead of them.
Right.
Especially when you've been there in the exact business yourself. So you know exactly what it's going to be. But on the other hand, as a parent, you're dying for your kids to go off and do their business. You don't want them to do yours. You want them to do theirs. And, but you can't let them fall when there's, a whole film crew there too. So, you're there on in every capacity, but as it happens, he's been making baby movies since he was 10 years old. I mean, he's been cajoling us to be in his movies. He used to run around the camcorder. He used to basically ruin every vacation we ever had. He used to make all of us be in his movies. Everyone I've ever associated with, boyfriends, husbands, family members, friends, they've all been in Damien's baby movies. And then we made a short together at the beginning of the year, proper short with a proper crew, 3 days, beautiful, adorable, really charming short film he made. And, now, they raised the finance and he's making this one. But yeah, you're right. You are in sort of horror for a lot of the time.
Wow, that's so interesting that I guess as he watched you produce and star in movies, it must have, a click with something. And so he started to make his baby movies. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I want to just ask you because of course you had such a close relationship with her, and I saw on your Instagram that you just posted or recently posted a photo of yourself with Evelyn Lauder for the 30th anniversary of the breast cancer campaign and foundation that she started. And, you talked about the breakthrough that she made in just being open about breast cancer. And it really touched my heart because I knew Evelyn and she was such a wonderful person. You're wearing pink today. You're still associated with the Lauder Breast Cancer Foundation and efforts. Why is it so important to you?
Well, it's true. I've been raising funds and awareness for the Estée Lauder Companies Breast Cancer Campaign for 27 years now. And I did start because the wonderful Evelyn, on my first day of shooting for Estée Lauder, the makeup campaign, she came onto the set and she said, "Will you help me with a campaign I've just started?" And I said, "Of course, what is it?" And she said, "Well, women all over the world are dying of breast cancer and no one is talking about it. And I want to change that." And she said also, "There's nowhere near enough funding for research and I want to change that too." And so it's interesting because Bonnie and I will both remember a time when the pink ribbon didn't exist. Evelyn created that, actually with Alexander Penny from Self Magazine.
Self Magazine, yes.
Yeah, back in, they co-created that 30 years ago together. And, for someone your generation, you know what the pink ribbon is. You know that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You know that, football players wear pink socks in October. Well, that didn't exist when Evelyn asked me to start this campaign, no one did talk about breast cancer. And my grandmother had very recently died of breast cancer, which Evelyn didn't know. And she was totally of that generation that we weren't allowed to talk about breast cancer to her. We didn't know what treatment she was getting. She found her lump. It took her 2 years to go to the doctor because she was embarrassed and she was scared and she thought it might go away. And at that time, where there was so much less research into breast cancer, it felt like a death sentence. And now, you know, with all the money that's been raised, I mean, Evelyn's foundation, the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, they're getting up towards $1 billion that they've raised to raise money for research. The Estee Lauder companies, we've donated $118 million to research and to medical services and to education. But it's just a completely different landscape. We talk about breast cancer now. Back in the day, you'd never have had the words breast cancer on a magazine cover. You would never have spoken on television and talked about self-checking your own breasts. It was a really different landscape. It was taboo because people were just so scared. But I think Evelyn's first thing was messaging. She wanted to say awareness, awareness, awareness. Awareness is now incredibly high. So now it is about the cure, the cure, the cure, which is money, money, money. But also, you know, there's so many things that we can still talk to women about doing, which is self-checking, which is going for their regular screenings when they're old enough. It's talking to people. And, you know, if somebody is diagnosed, they need to know that if it's caught early, it's 90% curable, which it wasn't before.
No, not
mortality rates have dropped more than 40% since the late 80s. And that's because of earlier detection, where it's treatable. So, you know, this is something that's still so incredibly close to my heart, because even though, you know, less women are dying, more women are being diagnosed. And it's true that still 1 in 8 of us will be diagnosed in our lifetimes with breast cancer. And breast cancer is now the most commonly diagnosed cancer for women. So, you know, it's not going away yet. So we still need to raise funds and we still need to raise awareness.
Absolutely. Well, listen, just I want to thank you though for, you know, talking about Evelyn and just publicly remembering her in your Instagram, because she was just so wonderful.
She was a brilliant woman. She for sure has saved so many lives across the world with her work with breast cancer. It's irrefutable.
Yes. Well, you know, we're all very excited for you, for your new movie, Christmas in Paradise. And Ali, how do we see the movie? Like, how is everyone who's listening going to get to see this?
Well, Elizabeth, do you want to tell us how everyone can watch it?
Absolutely. From the 11th of November, it's having a limited release in cinemas in key cities. And then I think it's on the 16th. It is then on demand on Amazon, Apple, basically most digital platforms you'll be able to find.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everywhere you can get it. And then next year, I mean, when can we look out for this film that you are shooting with Damien?
Yes.
Obviously it's pre-production, so, but you might know the timeline.
I won't know when it's being released, but it's called Strictly Confidential. And let's see, we're gonna wrap it by Christmas. Ooh, why didn't I say I'm gonna hope that, I couldn't say, next fall, if I'm lucky. We'll see.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will be keeping an eye out for sure.
Yes, and please come back to talk to us about it, and maybe bring Damien so we can all hear about it then. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on the Hollywood Life podcast, and good luck with all the shooting down there.
Thanks very much. Thanks to both of you. Thank you.
Bye. Please come back.
Love
thank you, Elizabeth.